If you're involved in children's church, we're going to give you an opportunity to leave at this time. And we'll dismiss the choir. Or at least we'll give them an opportunity to change places. It looks a little vacant out there today. If you have your cell phone with you, we're going to give you an opportunity to use it. We're 30 folks down in Sunday school this morning from where we were last Sunday. And some of you know those people and you have their telephone number. I'm going to let you call them right now. Text them and say something to the effect of, "Where are you? We're in church." And have we got the video ready to roll? Have we got the video ready? Okay.
What's this? All this. What's this? Always bring one of these. Let me tell you why I'm bothering you. When this is your Bible, what else is on this? Email. Is that a temptation? Yes. What else is on here? Your boyfriend's pictures. Is that a temptation? Yes. What else is on here? Facebook. What else? A WhatsApp. What else? Viber. What else? Instagram. What else? Snapchat. What else? WeChat. What else? World Chat. What else? Everything is on this thing. So that you are bombarded by temptations. Who sent me a text? And you're checking that while the preacher is pouring out his life, preaching a sermon. When you open this, how many temptations do you have? None. What's this?
Rest my case. Let's stand together. So you take that, your Bible that you have, whatever it is, and I want you to turn to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and hold your finger in that spot. And then turn back to Proverbs 31. Ephesians 5. And then back to Proverbs, the 31st chapter, and verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Ephesians 5 and verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife, see that she reverence her husband. Father, we commit this time into your hands. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that as husbands, that we would make a commitment today to be that you've called us to be. Lord, I pray for the young couples in this church, those that are raising their kids, that you would do a work, a fantastic work in their lives. I pray that these husbands would understand how important their responsibility to their wife is. I pray that you'd teach me that as a husband, as a father, as a grandfather, and that your will would be done in our lives today. Lord, please visit us today by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I feel like that the Lord would have me focus this message today toward the men. So ladies, you just listen. Maybe you'll want to take notes for your husband, because sometimes husbands do not do a very good job at taking notes. So you might want to take notes for your husband so that you can, as the days go by, you can bring that back up and help him to be what God intends for him to be. Men, the best gift that you can give your wife, the best gift that you can give your children, the best thing that you could do for your children is to show your children how a husband is to love his wife. Amen. Now you can do that for your grandchildren. So we've passed that age, and so now we've got grandkids, and maybe someday we'll have great grandkids. But I believe that we want to focus this toward the men. I was telling Matt this week that the focus was going to be on the husbands rather than on the mothers. And it's a Mother's Day message, but it focuses on the men and what they are to be doing for the mother. And Matt said, so we catch it on Mother's Day and then again on Father's Day. So there's no rest for the wicked. I want to give you five primary needs a woman looks to her husband to meet. Now you know that I didn't pull this out of the air. This is a little out of character for me. So I had to use some helps. The first need that a woman looks to her husband for is companionship. When a woman gets married, she views the relationship as lifelong companionship. A man, on the other hand, sees certain times as companionship. I read a story a while back about a husband and wife that the wife decided to do anything that her husband wanted to do together, and he wanted to go deer hunting together. Did you read that? And so they, she agrees to this, and they get up early in the morning, go to the deer stand, and she sits with him in the deer stand for a number of hours. They don't see anything, they don't hear anything, and they do not make any noise, they do not talk. After the time period had lapsed that they thought they were going to see anything, they got down out of the deer stand, loaded their stuff up in the car, and the husband said, "Was that not fantastic?" Now, I'm not a deer hunter, so I had a little bit of trouble hooking up to that. But I know that in relationship, in companionship, mine and Gwen's view there is totally different. It is, she really has trouble staying in. She wants to be doing something. And sometimes I just, companionship is us doing something together. And it's not gardening. It, but relationship, companionship. Did you know that God believes it's important that a man and a woman get to know one another? Do you know your wife? In the book of Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter in verse 5, God told the young men to take a year off for their honeymoon. Get to know your wife. Know what her colors are. Know what she enjoys doing.